Oh my God. The Spotify on the computer is not working. That's pretty cool. Okay, I'm gonna have to connect my laptop, that means. I'll do that real quick. But anyway, yeah, covers that are better than the original. And the first song I will be playing for you is 2000 Man by Kiss, originally by the Rolling Stones, which normally would be sacrilege saying that a Rolling Stones song was done in a superior manner after they did it. But this comes from their absolute worst album, the travesty known as Their Satanic Majesty's Request. So it's fair to say this is a pretty bad song that Kiss made into a pretty good song. So if I could get it up on Spotify, I will play it for you guys, and I hope you enjoy. And that was 2000 Man by Kiss. For that last song, we had a case where the original song by the Rolling Stones was a bad song, so any cover of it would probably be better. But this next song, the original being Pinball Wizard by The Who, is a song I love quite dearly, but even I can admit Elton John did a far superior version for a multitude of reasons, such as instrumental changes, additional vocals, additional guitar solos, and most of all, his vocal performance was vastly superior to the rather tame approach taken by Roger Daltrey in the original Tommy recording. Anyway, here is Pinball Wizard by Elton John, who I saw recently live. He teased the song in his intro music but didn't play it, which was kind of upsetting, but he was very good anyway, so that made up for it. So here is Pinball Wizard.
Thank you.
And that was Pinball Wizard by Elton John. One of my favorite scenes from the 1975 film Tommy. Anyway, I'm going to transition to a band you may have heard of called The Beatles. They did quite a decent amount of covers on some of their earlier albums, and pretty much all of them are better than the original, so I could probably do an episode just on Beatles covers that are better than the original, but it's kind of obvious I'm not doing that, considering my first two songs were not by the Beatles, so I picked my favorite Beatles cover and put it in the set list, and that is Roll Over Beethoven, originally performed by Chuck Berry. So, enjoy. And that was Roll Over Beethoven by The Beatles from their sophomore album with The Beatles. My next song is Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally by Nine Inch Nails, and this song is typically unanimously considered one of the best covers of all time. I'm pretty sure even the guys from Nine Inch Nails would agree that it's better, and if they don't, then they're kidding themselves. Anyway, enjoy the song.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. what have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. My empire of dirt, thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. My empire of dirt, I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles, I would find a way.
And that was Hurt by Johnny Cash. A pretty lit tune. I would say that's quite a banger. I know I play that whenever I party. Anyway, our next song is, well, my next song is Your Mama Don't Dance by Poison, which is a song that I've enjoyed since I was a kid. I was always a big Poison fan, and then my parents decided to let me know that this was a cover of a song by Loggins and Messina, and that the original was actually better. So I listened to the original, and I thought it was quite bad, personally. I'm not a fan. So I definitely think this is much better. So this is the version I'm going to play. Yeah, Kenny Loggins should just stick to doing songs for movies. So here we go.
Mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. is a light line, I gotta see.
Get out of the car, long hair.
Rui, you come with me, said the local police.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
And that was Your Mama Don't Dance by Poison. Quite a dank track, if I do say so myself. One of the few songs on the set list that I got to see performed live when I saw Poison back in 2008. This next one's a one that I definitely haven't gotten to see live, because mainly because Elvis Presley has been dead since 1977. But here is his cover of Carl Perkins's Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
And once again, that was Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley. My next song is Remember, Walking in the Sand by Aerosmith. I don't know exactly who did the original version, and I really don't care. I think it may have been the Shangri-Las, but whatever. I may have heard it at some point. Oh, this one's better. I don't even care.
Thank you.
Her smile was so inviting. Then she touched my cheek with her fingertips. Softly, softly we made.
And that was Remember, Walking in the Sand by Aerosmith. And I actually looked up the Shangri-La's version while that was playing. It was better than I expected, but obviously it wasn't as good as this. So I have now, rather than just assuming, confirmed from experience that this is the superior version. Next up is what, in my opinion, also one of the greatest covers of all time. You Really Got Me by Van Halen. You know, the Kinks did a great song, but to imply that Van Halen did not improve upon it, in my opinion, is ludicrous. So, here is Van Halen with You Really Got Me.
We'll be right back.
And that was Van Halen with You Really Got Me. And next we have New York Groove by Ace Frehley from 1978, the same year that You Really Got Me was recorded. Coincidence? Yes. And that was New York Groove by Ace Frehley, originally by Hello. Next up, we have Over the Rainbow by, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I'll try, Israel Kamakawiwo-Ole, originally written for The Wizard of Oz, done by Judy Garland or somebody, I think it was her. Not as good as this one. Let's enjoy.
Dreams really do come true. Ooh, 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 up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I, oh, someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind, be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find.
And that was Over the Rainbow by, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name again, but if you're an avid listener of my other show, The Spooky Yukies, on Thursdays at 4, then you have heard me perform that song on the ukulele with others last semester. It was pretty cool. Anyway, the next song is Smokin' in the Boys' Room by Motley Crue, originally by Brownsville Station, I believe. Enjoy.
I'm gonna meet the boys.
And that was Smoking in the Boys Room by Motley Crue, the, in my opinion, inferior version of which was featured in the cinematic masterpiece Rock and Roll High School, a movie that also featured the Ramones performing Do You Wanna Dance, which is coincidentally my next song. Enjoy. And that was Do You Wanna Dance by the Ramones. And the next song is a song I had no idea was even a cover until a few days ago. It's I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I had to go look up the original version just to hear and make sure it was inferior. I don't remember who did it. It was some guy, and it was obviously inferior. So here's the Joan Jett version.
Yeah.
And that was I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. My last song is 1985 by Bowling for Soup, originally performed by SR71. I had never heard of them either, except for the fact that they did this song before Bowling for Soup. So, yeah, hope you enjoy. And that was 1985 by Bowling for Soup, my last pick. I unfortunately do not have time for another song due to the people before me deciding to go late and also technical difficulties. So yeah, but honorable mentions include When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, Istanbul by They Might Be Giants, and Rockin' Robin by Michael Jackson. Yeah, so I'm going to sign out. This has been Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You can reach WJRH at WJRH.org or call them at 610-330-5316. And with that, I am signing off. Tune in next week, same time, same place. Also, listen Thursday, 4 o'clock, Spooky Yuki's really cool show. Wouldn't want to miss it.